Blackstone Audio presents The Kansas City Cowboys by Johnny D. Boggs. This book is read by Traber Burns. In memory of John G. Rose, Jr., of Timmonsville, South Carolina, who, as my friend Bobby Gibbs said, took the time to teach us the game of baseball, how it was supposed to be played as a kid. Mr. Rose and his father, a World War I veteran, always treated me kindly and always encouraged me, even though I couldn't hit, run, throw, or field worth a nickel. Baseball is the very symbol, the outward and visible expression of the drive and push and rush and struggle of the raging, tearing, booming 19th century. Mark Twain. Losers are as important as winners. H.L. Dellinger, 1 year in the National League, an account of the 1886 Kansas City Cowboys. Preface. I've always found many similarities between the American West and baseball, and I've always loved both. Baseball and the West are larger than life. Both have fascinating histories, and often those histories are overshadowed by myths of epic proportions. Several names, most places, and a very few facts are true. The story, however, is a bald-faced lie. Prologue. My favorite year? Well, that's easy. It was 1886. When I met my beloved wife. Yet there's another reason my dreams often take me back to that wonderful but tragic spring and summer. Baseball. Yes, baseball has been another love of my life, and I guess I should mention two other things dear to my heart. Cowboys and mother. Cindy, my wonderful bride, understands. More than anything, she loved baseball and cowboys when she was 17, too. And just like me, she still does. Besides, during that summer of 86, she grew to appreciate, tolerate, and even stand by Mother. Chapter 1. Rule 47. A substitute shall not be allowed to take the place of any player in a game, unless such player be disabled in the game, then being played.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?